been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Do you have a wet basement? You've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for stealing your basement. Hit MoneyPit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And hey, what are you working on? It is early September, almost fall, officially fall. Another week or so, I think, we'll be into fall, which makes it a great time to do projects both inside and outside your house. What do you have on your to-do list? What are you thinking about getting done? And what are you planning for the future now that the summer heat is not? It's hard to get motivated, you know, when it's really really hot and sweaty and like 100% humidity and, you know, 90 degree heat. It's just, just terrible. That said, though, I did take on some projects in that heat. But, you know, the thing is, it's not the most popular time for those that have the option of waiting. And I know a lot of folks like to do projects in the fall. It is what we used to call the Goldilocks season, not too hot, not too cold. But if you've got a project on your to-do list, we'd love to help you figure out how to get going on that. Give us a call right now, and we will talk about that. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. You got to repair something not working right in your house. We could try to walk you through how to get that resolved. 888-666-3974. Hey, coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about projects that you do yourself or not. DIY or get a guy is the way we like to talk about these. I mean, you know, you could say DIY or GoPro because there's plenty of women that are good professional contractors as well. But whatever you want to call it, the thing is, if you're going to take on a project, you got to make that call, right? I mean, you got to decide, can I do it myself? Do I have the skills to do it myself or not? And if so, how do I find the best pro to get the job done? So we're going to give you a sort of a way to walk through those options and make the best decisions.
And when it comes to home improvement, there are a lot of myths that cost DIYers a lot of money. So we're going to tackle four common myth stakes. You like what I did there?
The myth stakes. Got it. Very creative. And hey, also ahead, it might still be warm, but colder weather not too far off, making now the absolute perfect time to check your insulation. You know, improving insulation is the single number one most cost-effective way to cut your heating costs. We get all kinds of questions about, hey, should I put in solar? What about wind generators? What about this? What about that? Low E paint. Should I change my windows? First question, how much insulation do you have?
Wait, because what's insulation?
That's where you got to start. Exactly. So we're going to give you some tips on how to get that done. But most importantly, we want to hear what you want to talk about.
Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. I know we're all wrapping up the summer, but Tom's right. It's going to stay warm for a while. So let's work on those outside spaces. Let's keep our houses in tip-top shape. So let us lend you a hand.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or post your question at moneypit.com.
Annette in Arizona is on the line and needs some help with a patio project. Tell us about it.
The problem that I'm having is I've been wanting a patio cover put on my house for the last 20 years.
Okay.
Well, now that my kids have grown up, I'm able to do that now. So the problem is everyone is telling me that I have a very low roof. And my ceilings in my house are only 7.5 feet ceilings.
Okay.
So I don't have much of a clearance. So, of course, everything else seems to be lower in the backyard. I've called probably 8 or 9 different builders now to see how much it would cost this patio cover. And it's straight across. So it's 56 feet long, the whole length of the house. And I think probably 6 of them never call me back.
That's pretty typical.
And so the two that have, one of them is a very good friend of mine, and I really do trust him in building this top patio cover. But he says I need to cut 6 feet into my roof in order to get the pitch that I need for the very end. So I really wanted a 56 feet wide by 10 feet out patio cover.
Right. So what he's saying is that if he adds a roof, it kind of starts at the edge of your roof and then kind of comes out from that, you're not going to have much pitch. Is that correct? Because
correct.
You're starting so low. So I think your builder friend is probably correct from your description. That said, the problem that you have with different builders giving you different advice can be completely avoided if you get a design professional to go in there first. So if you're able to find, for example, an architect in your area that wanted to take on a small project, have them design this patio cover for you, and then you'll have a set of specifications. You can work through all the angles with the architect or the designer. Then you'll have a set of specifications. You can call those contractors back and say, this is exactly what I want. Now just give me a price to build it. Otherwise, you have no way of comparing apples to apples because every builder is going to have their own solution. And you're going to get different prices, and you're really not going to know, you know, how to compare them because who knows what one guy is doing versus another. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I understand. And the problem is I wouldn't mind him doing it, but I'm so afraid that wherever he cuts into it to build out, I'm so worried that I'm going to start having problems leaking.
I really wouldn't worry about it, okay, because builders know how to build roofs and know how to build roofs that don't leak. And somebody built that roof that's over your house right now, and there's no reason to think that your builder can't attach another roof to it and then re-roof that area properly so that you don't get leaks. I think he's giving you the right advice because you can't, if you start low and then go out, you're going to end up with almost a flat roof, and that's going to leak like a sieve. So if you have a good pitch, that's going to be the surest way to avoid leaks. I would not worry at all about a contractor that has to, you know, dig into an existing roof. That's done all the time. It's not a big deal. If somebody knows what they're doing, they can roof it properly, flash it properly, and you will have no leaking issues, new leaking issues as a result.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate your answer because my worry was it's going to start leaking and then I'm going to have major problems because it's going to be leaking over the family room, the dining room, the kitchen, and the bedroom. And I said that's another problem that I don't want to get into.
Yeah, well, you know, now that the kids are gone, I think it's time for you to get that project done and enjoy it, right?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Annette. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Richard in Washington on the line who's doing an addition and needs a hand. What can we do for you today?
Actually, here's what I've got. I've got a house built in 1938. Footprint essentially is shaped like a cross.
Okay.
The bottom portion of that cross used to be the garage. They mm-hmm. turned it into living space, and what they simply did with that bottom left quadrant, they poured about a 4-foot-high concrete wall. What I'm wanting to do is try to gain as much ceiling height as possible. It's currently framed with 2x10 for the ceiling joist, and I just didn't know if some of the new engineered lumber would allow me to perhaps get away with something a little shallower while still retaining the strength. But need to go 12 on center instead of 16. I'm willing to do that.
So, Richard, let me stop you, okay, because you got a complicated question. And my first question to you about this is, do you have an architect working with you on this project?
Not currently.
You need one.
Okay.
This is not a do-it-yourself general contracting kind of project. You've got a house that you started with that's got problems. It definitely sounds like the guy before you didn't have an architect. Otherwise, he wouldn't have designed all these drainage problems into it. And then the guy that came before that that originally built the house didn't have an architect, at least one that knew what he was doing. You, my friend, need an architect. An architect can look at this situation, address these questions in terms of the design, the elevation, and spec out the lumber that you're going to need to get you where you want to go. Yes, will TJIs or laminated beams help you get more span with less depth? Yes, they will. But it's an engineering problem to figure out which ones you use and how you lay it all together. So I would tell you, stop right now. Stop wasting time trying to figure this out on your own and focus on finding an architect to help you. You will be spending some money on this design. It will be well worth it. You will avoid a whole host of problems with the design later on. And secondly, you're also going to have a set of specs that you can use to go to different contractors and get some prices. So that's definitely your next step.
Okay. I guess that covers it.
Richard, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Call us right now with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor. Hey, whether it's a minor repair or a major remodel, Home Advisor has local pros for every project. Download the Home Advisor app and get started today.
And speaking of hiring a pro, how do you know if your project is DIY or get a guy? We're going to sort out the options on how to decide in today's pro project presented by HomeAdvisor.com next.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. Great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Have you ever noticed home projects tend to creep up on you? When that happens, Home Advisor can find local pros to help you get the job done right. With the Home Advisor app, you can get matched with the best home pros for your projects. You can even book and pay for over 100 everyday home projects with just a few taps. Plus, you can see the tasks trending in your neighborhood. Whether you need a last-minute fix or an exciting new upgrade, Home Advisor is standing by, ready to do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today.
This is Damon John from ABC Shark Tank, talking to business owners about how to get more buyers, better buyers, more profitable buyers, all without any real investment or risk. My own personal mentor, marketing legend Jay Abraham, is the absolute master of generating high profit referrals. He knows 150 ways your business can acquire no cost, no risk referrals. Do you want to know how to get your business going and growing faster? The safest way that I know is getting others to recommend and refer their buyers, customers, family, and friends to buy from you. Jay Abraham is my go-to source for high profit referrals. He can become your source too. Learn Jay's 150 strategy referral mastery system. Go to refermorebuyers.com. That's refermorebuyers.com. Again, that's refermorebuyers.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, we'd love to hear what you want to get done around your house. Give us a call with your home improvement questions, your project plans at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Claire in Alaska on the line who's dealing with a first-time basement. What can we do for you?
Well, I have purchased a 1900 house, and it has this basement that is getting moisture. It has the sticky black paper on the outside.
Right.
But it is not functioning properly, apparently, because there's a lot of moisture coming in. And it would require digging out on the outside to do the outside. Is there any way to address it from the inside?
Well, there's another way to address it on the outside, and that is to pay attention to the angle of the soil around the house. So when it does warm up and you have the opportunity to regrade the foundation perimeter and make sure that the angle of the soil, the angle of the grade slopes away from the building.
Well, I put French drains in all around the property and sloped it and put gravel.
So this, well, okay, now if he sloped it with gravel, then he didn't really do you a favor because the gravel is porous, so the water goes through the gravel, back to the dirt underneath, and into your basement. So if you're going to slope it, yeah, give him an A for effort, but it's not going to be successful. You have to grade it with clean fill dirt so that you can tamp it and the water will run away from it. Water's not going to run over gravel, it falls through it. But there's a second thing to check, and that is, do you have gutters on the roof?
No, because the snow pulls them off.
Right. Okay. Well, look, if you can collect the water at the roof edge, and even if you have deep gutters or if you use the type of gutters that have, like, the warming cables up on the roof, if you prevent water from running off the roof and against that foundation perimeter, you'll prevent a wet basement because most of the water collects at the outside. Protect the perimeter. Keep it as dry as possible. And a lot of wet basements are caused because gutters are missing or gutters are clogged, and the water rolls off the roof right against the foundation. Soil's flat, so the water's got nowhere to go, and it just sits there and leaks into the basement.
Okay, so I got to work on that.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, doing home improvement projects and improvements yourself may seem more cost efficient than ever, but how do you know when to tackle home improvement projects on your own or when to hire a pro contractor, which really is the best decision? We've got tips in today's pro project presented by HomeAdvisor.com. Step one, you've got to keep your eye on the prize. So before you start stocking up on tools or choosing paint colors, your first do-it-yourself project is to think about the exact end result that you're after. Now work your way back through all of that knowledge, the techniques and elbow grease involved, doing whatever research is required to fill in those blanks.
Next up, you got to assess your abilities, and you got to do that honestly to decide whether or not you are truly the best person for the job. Consider that every project requires some level of prep and a sliding scale of time to get it done. And by the way, neither of which is obvious in the many popular home improvement TV shows that spend days building and then edit into, like, what's a half hour show now? Let's say like 18, 19 minutes, 22 minutes.
22
okay.
Minutes.
You know, 2 days of work, 22 minutes of TV. So it's never going to take you 22 minutes to get a job done. So you got to think about realistically how much time you have to devote to the project. And remember that mistakes add hours and expense that can easily wipe out any DIY savings.
Yeah, and now is also a time to build a budget. So before you begin the hiring search for a contractor, you've got to compile the best possible estimates of potential costs. Now, this is going to take a little research, but it needs to be done so that you're well acquainted with what's involved, and then you can determine your financial limitations before those bids start rolling in. Now, include a reserve of about 20%. That's going to cover all of these inevitable project surprises and additions and all of the stuff that sort of starts adding up and then increases whatever you might need to finance for this project.
And lastly, get the help you need. Whether you're looking for a handyman or a remodeling contractor to hire, personal recommendations from family members and friends are critical to finding the right match. But services like Home Advisor can help you find pros for all or just part of the job you feel the least prepared to go alone on. For example, you might be fine building the deck, but running new wiring and lighting, well, that might best be left up to a pro. And that's today's pro project presented by HomeAdvisor.com. They really do have the best local pros for any home service.
That's right. Doesn't matter what that project is, they make it fast and easy to find top local pros for your projects.
Plus, I love the fact that they now have clear upfront pricing on over 100 everyday projects, so a fixed price for the project. To get started, just download that HomeAdvisor app today.
All right, now we've got Pamela in Tennessee on the line who's got a shingle question. What can we do for you today?
Our house was built in 1994, and it's at the point where it's going to be needing a new roof, and we started getting estimates. And the last man who came offered to put a new roof over the existing roof. And I had thought, I had read somewhere that that was never a good idea, but he gave us the two options, you know, the price with removing the old and putting on the new, and another one for just putting a new layer over the existing roof. And I was just trying to find out which is the best way to go on that.
Well, Pamela, both are viable options for a roof replacement. It kind of comes down to how long you expect to be in that house. So is this a house where you think you'll be in it for the next 15 or 20 years, which would be the life of the new roof?
Well, we would like to move tomorrow if we could. We've had it on the market a couple times in the last couple years, and we haven't even had any lookers with the economy being what it is. So we haven't really had any issues with leaking as far as we know, but every time it storms or the winds blow really hard, we lose a few more shingles.
Right. Okay, well, that's really good to know. So the answer is that you most likely will sell it, say, in the next 10 years, because the economy will eventually recover in the real estate market. And the reason I ask that is this, Pam, because when you put a second layer of shingles on a roof, the first layer tends to hold a lot of heat, which causes the second layer to wear out just a bit faster. I've seen it wear out anywhere from 25% to, say, 33% faster, from a quarter to a third faster. So that means that you'd have a bit of a shorter roof life. Instead of going 20 years on the next roof, maybe you'll go 15. However, it does save you some money. So when does it make sense to tear it off? Well, if you're going to be there for the whole 20 years, 25 years of that roof, then I would say tear off, go down to the plywood sheathing, and go up from there. If this is a short-term house for you, you've already got just one layer, so you're only putting a second layer on, no reason not to put a second layer of roof on that. It's clearly going to last for the next several years and more, and by the time you're ready to sell it, no one really cares whether there's one layer or two. They only care whether it leaks. And mm-hmm. when that new owner okay. gets around to replacing the roof, then they'll strip everything down to the sheathing. But that will be their expense, not yours. So I think it's okay to put a second layer on at this point.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your answer. I had just not had anybody else, you know, give us that option. It was just this one guy. And so I didn't know if it was a good idea to do that or not.
You know, I would also check with your village. The only reason I say this is that when we were looking into having our roof replaced, the rules within our village were that if you were putting a new roof on top of your existing shingles, you didn't need any permitting. But if you were taking off the existing and putting on a new set of shingles, you know, getting down to the sheathing, then you needed a permit. It's just something to look into.
Okay, well, I appreciate that because I wasn't aware of that, but I will check into that. And I thank you both for your answer.
You're welcome, Pam. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show presented by Home Advisor. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been helping homeowners find and hire the best local pros. Plus, you can even check project cost guides to get an idea of what you should be paying for your project.
Download the Home Advisor app to get started today.
Coming up, for those of us in the role of trying to provide the best advice, we often need to separate fact from fiction. With home improvement, there's often more bad advice that spreads like wildfire than sage wisdom. We're going to explain when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Whether it's a repair or major remodel, Home Advisor can help match you with the right local pro for your project in seconds. Just download the Home Advisor app. Home Advisor, they'll do everything to fix your everything.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Pick up the phone, give us a call with your home improvement project questions at 888-MONEY-PIT or post them to moneypit.com. So, Leslie, I have been taking our own advice and went to GetSundy.com and ordered up my summer lawn care subscription package. And I tell you what, I'm pretty darn impressed. Sundy makes non-toxic lawn care products. The shipment came. And the neat thing is these applicator bottles, they're sort of like the soft side bottles, and they come with a hose applicator. So you unscrew the top, drop in the hose applicator. Then all I had to do was walk around the property and spray the Lawn Strong product, which is a product that is going to give my lawn the nutrients it needs to grow healthily through the upcoming fall season and stay good and green, I should say, for the remaining of the hot summer months. So pretty impressed with the company, especially the process where I ordered it. They did a satellite shot of my house, and they figured out where all the lawn is, which I thought was amazing because they could like figure out where there was lawn under trees and where there was lawn, not lawn, I should say, under tree areas or around the garden areas. They did it all electronically and measured exactly my square footage that was left, and that's the product that I got. So I'm not over applying or under applying. And if you want to check this out, go to GetSundy.com, and if you use the promo code MONEYPIT, they'll give you $20 off. It's a pretty affordable and wonderful service. I think they've done a great job with it. And you'll love the website, GetSundy.com.
Well, when it comes to the topic of home improvement, there's often more bad advice than sage wisdom that spreads like wildfire, but here's some good advice. First up, myth number one, you guys. When picking a contractor, the lowest bid is the worst one. Now, that's not always true. The truth of the matter is that you need more information to assess whether a bid is good or not. You need to ask about specifics, talk to bidders, and see whether one is covering the same work as the other. You can't compare apples to oranges when two contractors are actually proposing two very different things to do. You also want to make sure that the contractor is licensed and insured, and not just liability insurance. You want workers' comp as well. And sometimes people think that if a contractor puts in the highest bid, well, they must be the best and the most expensive. And oftentimes, however, a contractor will just submit a high bid because they're really not that interested in your job.
Yep. Definitely. Now, here's the second myth, my favorite. You don't need a permit for a do-it-yourself remodel. Listen, just because you're doing the project yourself doesn't mean you can automatically skip the permitting process. Now, look, things like painting or sanding, putting up crown molding, stuff like that, no permit required. But if you're adding electrical outlets, if you're changing out a stove from electric to gas, if you're replacing windows, moving a wall, adding a door, you do need a permit. And you're better off getting one because I'm going to tell you, when you get around to selling that house some year in the future, and it turns out that you don't have permits for that, you can get fined. It could also really cause throw a monkey wrench into the process of selling that house because it's not in compliance. So you're better off being safe than sorry. And look, the electrical inspectors, the plumbing inspectors, they're there to make sure it got done right. So give them a chance to do just that and save yourself some hassles. Now, speaking of plumbing, here's another myth that's worth mentioning, and that is that people today still think that the low-flow toilets don't work. And you know what? We had this requirement to take toilets down to a low-flow status, and I think it happened way before the technology caught up. And yes, the very first generation of low-flow toilets didn't flow very well, but today that's all changed. The main design change is this: the trap of the toilet, which is the pipe that takes the waste out. It's a sort of S part that's built into the body. They just made it wider and they glazed the inside so it doesn't restrict. You know, it wasn't that big of a change, but now that the toilets are all made that way, they work perfectly. So if you've got one of the old 5 to 7 gallon models, get rid of it. You can get a toilet that works very, very well and uses less than 2 gallons of water on a flush.
All right, last myth up here, guys. When it comes to cooling and heating systems, bigger is better. Now, this one can be a headache for the HVAC pros out there. Homeowners always seem to want a bigger system than they actually need. And the truth is that oversized systems won't work as well as a system that fits a house just right. An oversized air conditioning unit is going to cool off the house with a quick blast of frigid air, but it's going to shut off before removing much moisture from that air, and that's going to result in a clammy environment that's prone to mildew. And likewise, an oversized furnace is going to quickly pump out heat and then shut down, which is extremely inefficient. A furnace that turns on and off quickly is like a car engine in stop-and-go traffic. It's a fuel hog.
And finally, let's mention one more myth that I think can be a costly mistake and something that too many people find out too late, and that is homeowners insurance will always cover a flood. The truth is that you need to check your policy, because while your policy could cover flooding if it's caused by something from inside the house, like a broken laundry hose, you are generally out of luck if the flooding is the result of, say, a storm or something of that nature. Water main breaks, pipe breaks, those things are generally covered, but storms, unless you have flood insurance, a specific type of homeowner's insurance called flood insurance, you will not be covered. So make sure you know what you got and get it if you need it.
Lotus in California is on the line with a sliding door question. How can we help you today?
Well, I'm very interested in finding out how to make my sliding glass door. We have two of them, but one of them gets a lot of usage, and all of a sudden it's just almost impossible to open and close.
Okay.
So rather than replacing it, is there a way that I can fix it and not spend the money of replacing the door?
Well, why is it hard to open and close? Is it dragging on the bottom?
It seems to be dragging on the bottom, and it's the last 4 or 5 inches when I try to close it that is really hard to push.
So if you look along the bottom of the sliding part of the door, there's usually some pegs or like plastic buttons that cover the wheel mechanism that's under the door. And if you pop those out, sometimes you can stick in a screwdriver or an Allen wrench and adjust the height of the wheels. The wheels under the door move up and down. And with a couple of clicks of a screwdriver or an Allen wrench, you could move those wheels. If those are accessible, you may try raising the door a bit to get it up off the ground, because they may have worn and now the door bottom is actually dragging across the aluminum sill. But if you make the wheels a little deeper, you'll get that clearance again. That's the first thing I would try.
I see. I see. So it's a matter of pushing those up so that the door sits up higher. That's
correct.
What you're telling me.
That's
okay,
it.
I got it. Good. Well, thank you for your help.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888 Money Pit. Well, it may still be warm, but colder weather is not far off, making now the perfect time to check out your insulation. We're going to tell you how much you really need next.
You live in a Money Pit.
Has summer heat left your lawn with brown spots or weeds? I found a great solution called Sunday. Sunday makes custom, non-toxic, money-saving lawn care products. They ship directly to your door and apply with a garden hose. I went to GetSunday.com, entered my address, and Sunday created a custom plan based on my soil, climate, and lawn in seconds. Get started on a better-looking lawn today at GetSunday.com. Enter promo code MONEYPIT, and you'll get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT.
Have you ever noticed home projects tend to creep up on you? When that happens, Home Advisor can find local pros to help you get the job done right. With the Home Advisor app, you can get matched with the best pros for your projects. You can even book and pay for over 100 everyday home projects with just a few taps. Plus, see the tasks trending in your neighborhood. Whether you need a last-minute fix or an exciting new upgrade, Home Advisor is standing by, ready to do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Do you want to know how your business can start generating a ton of more buyers right now without any investment or risk? The answer is referrals. I'm Damon John from ABC's hit show Shark Tank. My personal mentor, marketing legend Jay Abraham, is the master of generating high profit referrals. Jay knows over 150 ways to get people to refer your business to their high quality buyers. Risking money on unpredictable advertising is dangerous. So is speculating salaries on salespeople who just may not ever close. Referrals are the ultimate source of profit growth in a downturn. Referred buyers buy faster, spend more, buy more things, and cost you nothing. Want to learn Jay Abraham's 150 strategy referral mastery system? Go to refermorebuyers.com.
That's refermorebuyers.com. Again, that's refermorebuyers.com.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com. Better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. The Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Find top local pros, book, and even pay for over 100 everyday projects with clear upfront pricing on the Home Advisor app.
Download that Home Advisor app today.
Darlene in Iowa is on the line, who's got a leaky roof. Tell us what's going on.
I have got a three-season room that was built onto the house that I purchased, and it was attached to the original home, and I've been fighting with a leak in that area, and I've used some blackjack for sealant where the shingles come over onto the three-season room area with the flat roof.
So I think that what's happened here, Darlene, is that the junction between the three-season room and the roof was probably not correctly done. The blackjack stuff you're talking about is obviously a temporary cold tar patch type of a product, and that might give you a short-term solution, but it definitely will not give you a long-term solution. If you're having this kind of a long-term problem, what I would do is I would take the roof apart at the intersection between the three-season room and the main roof, and then I would reinstall it, making sure that I address whatever the imperfection is. So I suspect that since it might have been added after the fact, that it wasn't flashed correctly. So if you were to pull that off and use Ice and Water Shield, which is like this rubberized material under that junction between the three-season room and then the main roof, and go up from there and make sure everything overlaps properly so that the water runs down and not back up, that will solve it. But short of doing that, you're only going to be making very small gains in terms of slowing down this leak. So I would encourage you to stop using the temporary patch material, to take the roof apart and then fix it right so that you won't have to be bothered with it again. Because if you don't, there could be long-term problems. It could cause rot to the roof sheathing as well. Even though you don't see the water below, it could be leaking very slowly into the roof sheathing. So that's the way to fix it once, fix it right, and not have to worry about it again. Darlene, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Listen, if you've avoided going up in your attic all summer long because it's a bit too toasty, you do need to head up there now. It's a good time to add attic insulation because it's going to save money through the fall and winter. Because, listen, just like your body loses heat through your head, remember your mom always said, wear a hat, wear a hat, wear a hat? Well, your home loses heat through the attic. That is the house hat right there.
Right. Now, the EPA's Energy Star program recommends at least 12 inches of insulation for most homes. But if you've got a home in colder climates, you really need about 16 to 20 inches. So when you're shopping for your insulation, you're going to see a number with an R in front of it. Now, that R stands for resistance to heat loss, or R value. The higher the R value, the better the insulation's ability to keep heated air from escaping. And that's going to keep you warmer in your house and your energy bills down.
Correct. Now, to find out exactly how much insulation you should have in your attic, go to energystar.gov. If you answer a couple of questions about your home's heating system and the climate where you live, Energy Star will help you calculate the right level of insulation for your part of the country. That tool is online at energystar.gov.
Preston in Kentucky is on the line and needs some help with a painting project. What's going on at your Money Pit?
I was just curious why I've gotten a few estimates on getting the inside of my home painted. And I was curious why there's such a wide gap in between the prices that I've gotten. Is one job different than the other?
Well, it depends. When the first painter comes, did you have sort of your blue jeans on and dirty shirt? And when the second guy came, you were like all dressed up in a suit, tie, like you just walked out of the bank? they bid you
briefcase,
as much as they bid the job.
Handcuffed to your wrist.
Yeah. Yeah, don't wear the fake Rolex, you know, when the guy comes over to give you a price. Listen, the thing is, what you want to do is make sure they're comparing apples to apples on these estimates. So there could be a lot of things that they're doing differently. I would check that first, starting with the brand of paint, because the better paint is going to be worth it. It's going to be more scrubbable. How many coats they're going to apply.
Are they priming? What's the prep work? Is it plastered? Do they need to skim coat? Is there any repair work that needs to be done to the existing drywall?
And also, you're just going to have to, because it's so labor-intensive, you're absolutely going to positively have to do your homework on all these guys and get references and talk to people that they did work for recently. And I like to ask people for references of somebody they worked for at least a year ago so we can see over time what their reputation has been. Because you definitely need to have someone who's careful about their working inside your house and who's also a skilled painter. So I would dig in on the references and I would make sure that we're comparing apples to apples in terms of what the project is that they're actually doing. And then another thing that you can do is always go online, and I like to search complaints against and the name of the business. And believe me, if there's anybody who's had a problem, they're going to pop up in a Google search. So if you search the word complaints and the name of the vendor, you'll find out right away. And keep in mind, there are complaint sites out there. The only reason people go to them is to complain. So you don't always get a balanced view. But if you see a lot of complaints on a lot of different sites, then you know maybe it's an issue and you should steer clear. Does that make sense?
Okay, great.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show presented by Home Advisor. They'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today.
Coming up, are you thinking about installing a new countertop? Well, some are a lot harder to keep clean than you might think. We're going to have the answers when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Money Pit is presented by HomeAdvisor. Whether it's a repair or major remodel, HomeAdvisor can help match you with the right local pro for your project in seconds. Just download the HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor, they'll do everything to fix your everything.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Call us now with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your question at moneypit.com.
All right, and here's a post from Tanya. Now, Tanya writes, I'm putting butcher block in for the bar top and countertops. What do you recommend as a sealer?
Well, look, butcher block is a beautiful addition to any kitchen, but it can require a lifetime of maintenance to keep it that way. Now, you mentioned that you've got bar top and countertops, and to me, Leslie, those are two completely separate surfaces. Now, the bar top is not going to be a space where you're preparing food, so you want that top to be super durable. For that, I think a good choice is an epoxy finish. It's a two-part epoxy resin, and the way you apply this, there are some tricks to it. Once you mix up the clear coat epoxy, you do one coat, which is called a seal coat, and you spread it on pretty thin, and you watch it, because when you spread it on, what's going to happen is you'll get air bubbles underneath from the raw bar top that will kind of permeate up through the finish. And the way you get rid of those air bubbles is with a propane torch. You basically wave the flame about 6 to 10 inches over the bubbles, and they will instantly pop. There's nothing flammable about the epoxy products. You don't have to worry about that. And then you let it harden really well. And then you can apply what's called the float coat, which is where you put a thicker coat of the epoxy. You'll have far fewer bubbles, but you have to watch out for them. And within a few hours, it will be like rock hard and absolutely beautiful and a durable solid surface for the bar top. Now, the countertop is a totally separate issue, because for that, it's going to be something that you're going to be putting raw meat on, eggs, dairy, and there's a lot of opportunities for bacteria to grow. So you've got to be really, really careful. One of the options is to use food-safe oils, and these are sold just for butcher block. It will give you a clear, attractive finish. But the thing is, you've got to disinfect that countertop, you know, pretty regularly, because, you know, the butcher block does soak up a lot of stuff, right?
I mean, it really does, but I think it's interesting that when people put in a butcher block countertop, it's instantly assumed like, oh, my whole countertop is a cutting board. It doesn't have to be. You know, it's like, you still should be using a cutting board on top of it. I mean, just to preserve the countertop's look to begin with and to help reduce the risk of contamination. I mean, and you're right, though. It doesn't have to be the entire countertop. You can sort of mix materials. You can dedicate a specific area to that butcher block countertop and then actually use it as a cutting board and just maintain it properly. I mean, I've even seen this done where people will have just a slab of marble sort of inset in a different type of countertop because they're big bakers and they like to have that cooler spot to do that. So you can sort of customize that. But with butcher block, you have to be so careful because you're right, there is a risk of contamination there.
There's a rule of thumb for applying the oils, and what you do is you apply the oil once a day for the first week, then once a week for the first month, and then once a month pretty much for the life of the countertop. Just remember that when you're choosing your oil, it's got to be one that's food safe. Mineral oil, for example, is a good choice, and you can find it at your local drugstore usually.
Oh, that's interesting. So you don't always have to go somewhere specific for that. Mineral oil is going to do the trick. And once you've got the conditioner, just take a rag, apply a good amount of it onto the counter. And as time goes by, you should notice that the wood is soaking up less and less oil each time. And that means it's working.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, thanks for spending this part of this late summer weekend day with us. If you've got questions about your home improvement projects, if you're planning something for the fall weather ahead, if you're stuck in the middle of a repair, remember, you can reach us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT, because if we're not in the studio, we will call you back with the answer the next time we are. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The devastation of wildfires in Oregon and California now beginning to sink in.
It's like, it looks so small. We're just like, how did our big life fit in this little area? You know what I mean?
However, diminishing winds, rising humidity are helping firefighters a bit, but they're still concerned about dozens of people still missing. Authorities in both states fear receding flames could reveal more dead bodies in their calling the possible mass they're worried about a what they call mass fatality event. Tropical Storm Sally is forecast to dump heavy rain on parts of Florida, tricking into the Gulf of Mexico over the weekend. Meanwhile, New Orleans and other nearby areas were placed under a hurricane watch. Sally's forecast to become a hurricane by late Monday. Meteorologists are warning of a rising risk of a life-threatening storm surge and dangerous hurricane-force winds from southeastern Louisiana to the Alabama coast by early next week. Three top aides to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will appear next week in an open hearing with the House Foreign Affairs Committee. It's all part of the Democrat-led probe into the ouster of the State Department's watchdog back in mid-May.
Under Secretary of State for Management Brian Bulateo, Acting Legal Advisor Merrick String, and Assistant Secretary of State for Political Military Affairs R. Clark Cooper will testify on September 16th, according to Committee Chairman Elliot Engel of New York. Eats is a key witness for Democrats, who for months have been investigating the circumstances surrounding the abrupt firing of State Department Inspector General Steve Linnick. They've already conducted at least three interviews with top State Department officials, including Linnick, former State Department official Charles Faulkner, and top Pompeo aide Tony Porter. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
About 100,000 women marched noisily through Belarusian capital Saturday, all in shouting for the resignation of the country's authoritarian president, Alexander Lukashenko. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor. Effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
A court in Slovenia sentenced a 22-year-old woman to 2 years in prison for deliberately cutting off her hand with a circular saw to try to make a fraudulent insurance claim.
The court ruled that Julia Adlisic agreed with her boyfriend to have her left hand severed above the wrist at their home in the capital early in 2019. She was found guilty of attempted insurance fraud. The woman stood to collect more than €1 million from 5 different insurance policies, about half paid immediately and the rest in regular monthly installments. Her boyfriend was sentenced to 3 years in prison. Prosecutors said the days before the incident, Adlisic's partner searched for information on the Internet about how artificial hands work. Patrick Foss reporting.
Thousands of asylum seekers spent a fourth night sleeping in the open of the Greek island of Lesbos after successive fires destroyed the notoriously overcrowded Moriae camp during a coronavirus lockdown. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Former White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders is thinking about following in her father's footsteps, running for governor of Arkansas.
Definitely, definitely very serious about it, but right now focused on helping the president in 2020. Arkansas governor's race is in 2022, so I'll make a decision sometime after we get through this election, get the president reelected.
Sanders spoke with Hugh Hewitt on the Salem Radio Network this week about her new book, Speaking for Myself, which details much of her experience as the first ever mom to serve as White House press secretary. A panel of government health advisors says there's no clear evidence the harder-to-crush version of the painkiller OxyContin designed to discourage abuse actually resulted in fewer overdoses or death. Purdue Pharma revamped its opioid, which has long been blamed for sparking a surge in painkiller abuse beginning in the 1990s. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Your friendly oil change, Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Ah, Leslie, you know, there's nothing more relaxing than a nice warm bath.
Yeah, but who has the time? We've gone from a nation of bathers to a shower society, and plumbing fixture designers are helping you turn your shower into a spa-like massage.
Read Turn Your Boring Bath Into a Power Shower when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call with your home improvement project questions, your decor dilemmas. Are you stuck in the middle of a project or about to start one or don't know how to start one? We'd love to help you out. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT because that's what we do. We're your home improvement coaches, advisors. Leslie is the decorating expert here, so you don't have to worry about me giving you bad advice on colors. That never happened. But I will keep your pipes from leaking and keep your floors from squeaking if you give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT. And speaking of squeaking floors, that is exactly what we're going to talk about in today's show. We've got some tips on how to handle those. You know, a lot of times we get questions about whether squeaking floors are one of life's little annoyances or are they a major structural problem. We're going to have that answer and give you some step-by-squeaky-step tips to make them go away for good.
That's right. Well, also coming up, you drink it, you cook with it, you bathe in it, but are you sure it's safe? You know, tap water can be deceiving because it looks and tastes harmless even when it's not, which is why it's a good idea to test it to find out. We're going to tell you how.
And wood floors are beautiful, but they're not always the best choice in damp locations like bathrooms, laundry rooms, or basements. We'll have an overview of what will work.
But first, we want to know what's on your to-do list as we move ahead to the cooler months. We're here to help, so give us a call, 888-MONEYPIT.
888-666-3974. Let's get going. Leslie, who's first?
Wendy in Iowa, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I bought a large commercial building in a historic downtown of Atlantic, Iowa.
Oh, that sounds nice.
It had a roof leak, and we have repaired that. We put a new roof on. But there was a lot of damage to the second story ceiling, which was lath and plaster.
Okay.
And we want to put a loft a residential loft up on the upstairs. We have about 1,500 square foot of lath and plaster that needs to come down. So my question is there something that's available as an aid to funnel all of that dirt and lath and plaster down off of the ceiling and out to a dumpster?
Yeah. Let me give you some suggestions, having been through this very repair in my home, which was all lath and plaster. I went about remodeling rooms in different stages. The first time I decided I would take all the lath and plaster out and drywalled right on top of the original studs. And after going through that mess, I decided it wasn't as important as I'd once thought to take the lath and plaster out. And the next time I did it, I simply put a second layer of drywall over the old lath and plaster and screwed through that drywall up into the ceiling joists and the wall studs to support it. And that was a much neater, much easier way to get a nice, clean new ceiling without all of the mess and the dust and the dirt and the debris. So is the lath and plaster somewhat intact, or is it all loose and falling off? What's the status of it right now?
In some places where there was a water leak, the plaster wants to fall off, and then in some places it's not so bad.
Well, if you were to put 4x8 sheets of drywall over that and screw the drywall in, it'll probably support any loose lath or plaster that's there. And again, you won't have this big mess of having to tear it all down, which is an awfully big project because it's very heavy. You'll be shoveling it off the floor, putting it in trash cans, carrying those cans down, and you can't even fill up the cans because it's too heavy to lift them. So it's a big stinking mess. And if you could apply some drywall to the ceiling as it is now and attach through that drywall into the ceiling joist, it should support the old lath and plaster and give you a nice clean surface to start with.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome, Wendy. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Shannon in North Carolina is on the line and needs help with a bathroom vent switch. What's going on?
The problem is I turn a switch on to it. Sometimes it comes on, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes I turn the switch on. It briefly takes between 2 to 3 minutes, and it'll come on after that.
Now, Shannon, is this powering an exhaust fan?
Yes, it is.
So I think probably the exhaust fan is starting to wear out. It sounds to me like the motor for the fan is perhaps dirty, or the bearing is a little worn, and it takes a while for it to kind of get going. And that's a very kind of common symptom of a motor that's wearing out. Is this an old bath fan?
Yes, about 18 years old.
Yeah, man, time to replace it. Don't last forever.
Yeah, no.
You know, it's very simple. Does this bath fan have a light that's built into it as well?
No, sir.
All right. Well, when you pull the cover off the fan, sometimes you'll see that the fan is actually plugged into the side of the housing. And so you could plug like a light into the side of that housing, unplug the fan, and then go to the light switch and turn it on. The bath fan switch, turn on, off, on, off. You'll probably see the power come on and off like normally, as evidenced by the light bulb that you just plugged in for testing purposes. And again, that just means that the power is fine. It's not a problem with the switch. It's the fan. And if you're getting that kind of resistance out of it, I just replaced the fan. They're not very expensive. And the good thing is that even though it's an 18-year-old bathroom exhaust fan, the sizes are pretty standard, so chances are you'll be able to replace that without a lot of trouble.
Okay, sounds common and easy.
Yep, pretty straightforward. Shannon, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got lucky lady Nancy, who lives in Hawaii, the greatest place in the world, who needs help waterproofing a lanai. Welcome, Nancy.
Hi, aloha.
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 How can we help you?
Well, we have a walk-around lanai on our home that gets water on it when it rains, and the floor isn't sloped, so it's standing water. And so we're trying to figure out a way not only to help make a slope, but something that's a waterproof floor that we can put on there to prevent our wet lanai.
So what's the lanai made of now? What's the floor now? Is it concrete?
It's plywood with waterproof paint.
Okay. So if you want something that's really super durable on that floor and you want it to be completely waterproof, I would recommend fiberglass. We very often use fiberglass when we build waterproof decks, like, for example, that might be on a second floor where there's living space below. it's kind of like hand crafting the hull of a boat, you know, across that deck surface, because you make it very much the same way. You put in fiberglass and resin in varying layers, and the pros will just make it so it's almost like one complete piece, and then it can have an abrasive finish on it so that nobody slips or anything like that. So that's a really super durable way to create a deck that you can walk on, push furniture around on, and not have to worry about it breaking through or ever leaking.
And then there's a way to make it slope.
Right. So what you would do before you did the fiberglass is you would probably put a second layer of plywood over there, and you would build it up using what's called sleepers, which are sort of like long shims to kind of create the pitch first. And then once you had the pitch established with the wood, you would cover it with fiberglass. And that would actually go up under a bit of the siding where it attaches to the house so that it gives you a complete waterproof seal.
Perfect. What a great idea. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome, Nancy. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find the best local home improvement pros for any home project. Download the Home Advisor app today.
And just ahead, squeaking floors are one of life's little annoyances, but hey, do they signal a structural problem below? We're going to have the answer, plus step-by-squeaky-step tips to make them go away for good.
Live in a Money Pit.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from PaveStone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from PaveStone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com. It's been a long, hot summer, and if the sun, heat, and barbecues have left your lawn with brown spots or weeds, I've found a great solution called Sunday. Sunday provides toxic-free lawn nutrients shipped right to your door right when you need them. They make lawn care easy and less expensive. I went to GetSunday.com, entered my address, and Sunday created a custom plan based on my soil, climate, and lawn in seconds. Sunday even provided a satellite image of my house with every lawn area mapped out. With this heat, your lawn needs care and feeding now. Go to GetSunday.com and get started with their summer plan. Sunday products apply with a garden hose, and they'll ship you a custom box with everything you need. Get started on a better-looking lawn today at GetSunday.com. Enter promo code MONEYPIT, and you'll get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT, for $20 off the summer plan. You expect a lot from your home. It's not just a place to hang your hat. It's where you try your hand at gardening and new recipes, rest and recharge, work and play. And that's why at Home Advisor, they're committed to keeping your home up and running. Whether you need to repair an overworked appliance or create a backyard retreat worthy of a summer staycation, use the Home Advisor app day or night, and they'll find a local pro to get the job done right. Whatever you need, they'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. Now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. And you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. Presented by Home Advisor, the fast and easy way to find the right pro for any kind of home project. You can also reach us by submitting your question on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, to find top local home improvement pros to help with any home project, just go to HomeAdvisor.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Rumblestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from PaveStone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit PaveStone.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call right now with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Bruni in Alaska who's looking for some planting help in Alaska. Some cold plants, I guess. Fake ones. Welcome, Bruni. How can we help you?
We have a very narrow swath of grass, which is actually just moss and tall weeds. Like, can't quite tell what kind of weed it is. And there's no grass growing. It's just moss and it's damp. It's on the north side of a building and it's just at the edge of the deck. So
okay.
It virtually gets no sun ever. I think it's crabweed, I think it's called, or some kind of a ferocious weed that grows uncontrollably.
Okay.
So I was wondering if you could make any suggestions what else I could grow there.
Well, the key here is to understand what hardiness zone that your area of the country is in. And anybody that lives in Alaska is pretty hardy by my book, but there are actually hardiness zones there. And taking a look at the U.S. Department of Agriculture's site, Leslie, what zone does it look like she's in?
It looks like Anchorage is placed in the 3B, 3A zone, which would put you in the minus 40 to minus 30 degree temperature zone. So that kind of gives you an idea of what hardiness of plant or grass that you would need to sustain, you know, those temperature swings.
And if you go to thealmanac.com, which is the website for the Old Farmer's Almanac, they actually have a guide there that has all of these plants listed by hardiness zone. So there are actually quite a few plants that will survive, believe it or not, in that hardiness zone. And they're all listed there in a directory on the Old Farmer's Almanac. So I think that would be a good source for you. Gives you lots of options on what you can do with that space based on that hardiness zone and, of course, the amount of light. And hopefully we can get something growing there pretty soon.
Thank you so much. That's very nice. I appreciate that.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
All right, now we've got Richard in Illinois on the line who's getting some water through the foundation. Tell us what's going on.
What it is over time, I've got a ranch house with a walkout basement. And on the walkout, when you come out, there is a retaining wall that is about 8 foot tall where it meets the house. It hasn't really separated from the house, but there is water that gets in between the retaining wall and the foundation, and then it gathers right at the bottom on a heavy rain and then seeps back into the basement. So I'm trying to figure out, the previous owner that had this house has put something in there like a caulking of some type that has gotten hard over time, and it's not slowing it down too much.
So this is a gravity situation, so let's give you a gravity solution. Let's have the drainage work with you and not against you. And by the way, you can seal this till the cows come home, and it's still going to find its way in. What you have to do is stop the water from accumulating. So on the opposite side of this retaining wall, I'm guessing that there's some runoff that goes towards the wall.
Yes, there is.
So what you're going to want to do is intercept that runoff so we don't get as much water that collects in that area. What we want to try to do is limit the amount of water that gets in that area to just direct rainfall with no runoff. That means no gutter discharge, no runoff from higher elevations. So the way we do that is first of all, examine the gutter situation and make sure there's no water dropping at the high side of this where it could work its way down. If there is, you've got to run a pipe underground to get it to a place where it's not going to interfere with leakage into the basin. Secondly, in terms of intercepting the runoff, what you could do is install something called a curtain drain, Richard. It's a rather simple drain that you might construct yourself. You dig a trench that's about 12 inches deep and 12 inches wide. You put some stone in that trench. Then you put a perforated pipe on top of the stone, surround it with more stone, lay a piece of filter cloth across the top, and cover it with soil. So when it's all done, it's invisible. And the end of that drain that you just installed should exit the daylight somewhere. So you need to figure out the best way to do that based on the configuration of your yard. What that will do is it'll intercept the water that's coming down from higher elevations. It'll fall into that trench, come up into the pipe, and then run around the house as opposed to collecting in that particular corner. If we can keep the water from collecting in that area, you will probably be just fine because it's rare that just direct rainfall accumulates enough water to actually leak in the house. It's almost always the runoff from gutters and from drainage.
Right. Well, and needless to say, I'll probably have to do some get rid of some landscaping because it's got some little green bushes there along that wall as well. So
yeah, and that's a good point, because sometimes you can make the problem worse by having landscaping that traps water. So just think in terms of water control here, not in terms of trying to seal that water out, and I think you'll be in good shape.
Well, squeaking floors are one of life's little annoyances, but they rarely signal a structural problem below. Now, the actual sound stems from one or a combination of two sources here. Either loose floorboards are rubbing together, or the nails that hold down the floor are squeaking as they move in and out of their holes.
That's right. And fortunately, squeaks can be about as easy to fix as they are to find if you know what to do. Now, the solutions for both cases is to basically resecure the floor to the floor joists below. Now, how you do this depends on the floor covering.
That's right. Now, for floor squeaks under carpeting, the best solution is to always remove that carpet and then use hardened drywall screws to hold the floor in place by driving one next to every nail in at the floor. Now, the screws will never pull out, so they're much better than nails at stopping those squeaks. It's also smart to do this if you're replacing a carpet anyway. This way you can stop squeaks even before they're happening.
Fixing squeaking hardwood floors is a bit trickier than fixing a carpeted floor, but the principles are pretty much the same. You need to locate the area of the squeak, and then you can use a stud finder to locate the joist below. And once you've identified the joist, you want to screw the floor down in this area, but you're going to use a type of screw called a trim screw. Now, it's hardened like the drywall screws, but it has a really small head, kind of like a finish nail, so it's easy to fill the hole with wood putty.
Yeah, guys, you know, squeaky floors might be one of life's little annoyances, but they are easily kept under control. For a complete guide on how to fix your floor squeaks under carpeting, hardwood, tile, or vinyl, check out MoneyPit.com. Now we're going to North Carolina, where Reba is dealing with a spider problem. Blah, what's going on?
I have moved into brand new set of apartments, and there are just spiders everywhere. But they have a lot of mulch around our apartments, and where they've planted new flowers and stuff. But they are some tiny spiders, and that are little black spiders, and then there's brown spiders that are as big as quarters. They're the fastest spiders I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, boy. And the brown spiders that are as big as quarters, they sound like brown recluse spiders, which can bite. So those we don't like at all.
Right. But I have tried. I bought stuff from Lowe's. I've sprayed all kind of stuff all inside my house and all around the outside, but they're impossible to get rid of.
So I hate to say this, but have you considered hiring a professional? I know you're probably saving some money, but whenever I hear somebody is buying lots and lots of pesticide, spraying it inside the house and spraying it outside the house, I'm kind of the opinion that by the time you do all that, you've exposed yourself to so much excess pesticide that you would have been better off just having a pro come in, because they can buy stuff that you can't buy. Plus, they're specifically trained on where to put the insecticide, how much to put. And also, the insecticides today are very specific, and they remove only the insects that they're supposed to remove, and they don't remove the beneficial insects that you want to leave behind. So if you're having that much of an infestation, I would stop shopping for my own pesticide and call a pro and have them treat the house. And once you get the populations down to where they're manageable, kind of more normal, then you could try to use some of those other products just on a maintenance basis. Does that make sense?
It sure does. But here's the only question. When everybody else is having the same problem and the mulch is all around the whole entire neighborhood, it's just me spraying going to help? Is it going to stop it?
Well, yeah, it'll create sort of a barrier around your place. But let me ask you, is this a apartment you rent, or is this a townhouse? What's the form?
This is like they've just built this whole neighborhood of new apartments. There's like 43 apartments.
So they're rental apartments?
Yes.
Okay. So if you get the exterminator out there and they tell you that you've got something like a brown recluse spider there, and you bring that to the attention of the rental agent, I think you'd give them plenty of reason to treat the whole apartment complex and not, you know, ignore them until the point where people and kids start getting bitten.
Okay. I thank you for your information.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT, presented by Home Advisor, the fast and easy way to find the best home service pros in your area. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started. coming up. Even if you drink purified or bottled water, we still use tap water to cook, to bathe, to clean. So we're going to have some tips on how you can find out if your tap water is clean and safe after this. 888 Money Pit.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Presented by Home Advisor, where it's easy to find top local home improvement pros for any home project. Download the Home Advisor app to read reviews and instantly book your pro, or visit homeadvisor.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where home solutions live. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
So, Leslie, this weekend I decided to solve a problem that's been annoying me kind of all summer long. We live on a corner, and the backyard has a street that goes to a dead end, and there's really no houses behind us. So aside from my neighbor and I, there's really no other reason to go down this dead-end street. But what happens is people that come to our area for the summer don't realize it's a dead end, and they head down there at full speed, and then you see the lights, the brake lights light up the whole neighborhood when they figure out they're about to drive into the woods. So what do they do next? Well, they decide that my beautifully manicured lawn with sprinkler heads is the perfect place for them to back into to turn around. And I'm like, look, you can use my driveway. You can use my neighbor's driveway. You don't have to back across the lawn. It's really not necessary. But that message wasn't getting through. So I decided I would put up a picket fence, decorative picket fence, to kind of say, please don't back up over my lawn. Now, I was looking at the vinyl fences, but I've always had a problem with the vinyl fence designs, the early ones, because I think they look blocky. You know what I mean? Like the shape of the post and the shape of the pickets, it looks like oversized, almost like balloons. You know, it doesn't really look like real wood. But I found a line just by chance at Home Depot. Actually, it was online at HomeDepot.com. I thought, you know, this could work. And once I got this and I put it in, I was really impressed with it. So the manufacturer was called Zip. And the way it works is that the posts come with a steel pipe. There's a steel pipe that's about half the size of a post, and you drive the steel pipe into the soil first, and you level the pipe. Once you do that, the post slips over it tight, and it's not like a big 4x4 or 5x5 post. It's more like a 2x4 or 2.5x4, and so you only have to level it in one direction, right, because the post has a little bit of wiggle room from side to side. So you put that post in.
Do you secure that post at all with any cement or anything?
No, you don't have to. So you drop the post. The vinyl sleeve fits over the steel pipe. You pin it together with a couple of screws, and then you work off that first level post. You add some, like, brackets, like U-shaped brackets, like a miniature, like, Tico bracket, like from framing, and you basically drop the sections in, and you put another post and go down the line. My son and I put in 36 feet of fencing in probably about 2 hours. And it was so easy. It was secure. It was solid. It looks fantastic. And like I was saying at the beginning, this picket fence looks more like wood than most vinyl fences. So well done to the folks at Zippity. I thought the design was really smart and engineered well. So it wasn't sagging. You know, it really locked together nicely. And even those side rails that hold the pickets in place, they were sort of like, they were like reinforced. Like the pour of the mold on it was like, had like a grid design to it. So you didn't see it, but inside, engineering wise, it was really strong. So good job, and definitely recommend it.
Now, hopefully people do not back into the fence.
I hope not. Yeah, I'm kind of counting on that. If they decide to plow over the fence, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Now we've got Jan in Iowa on the line, who is dealing with a concrete patio that has some carpeting issues. What's going on?
We purchased our condo as a retirement home with a patio, an outdoor patio, with indoor-outdoor carpeting already installed on it. And we think it's awful. It's discolored and stained, and we want to remove it. We need to know the best way to get it up off the concrete, and then we would like to know what to use as something that could improve the appearance of the concrete, because we know it's going to probably have bits of glue and who knows what that's adhering to it, and it won't be attractive.
Yeah, it's a very time-consuming, messy job to rip up indoor-outdoor carpeting that's been glued down. So let's just assume that that's the case, and you'll get off as much as you can, but there'll still be some black rubber backing and other bits of glue that's still stuck there. So it is difficult to decide what to do with that. I would tend to think that the best thing to do might be to cover it. And what you could do is you could take a brick paver and basically assemble pavers right on top of the patio. Now, that will raise it by about an inch and a half to 2 inches, but it will look beautiful, and you won't have to worry about any movement in the brick pavers because you have a solid piece of concrete underneath.
All right. So once the carpet is off, then the brick pavers could be installed over the concrete.
Yep, right on top of the concrete. You can. There's lots of different styles and colors, and they're all modular, and they fit together like puzzle pieces.
We'll do that.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, we're fortunate here in the U.S. to have some of the cleanest water in the world, but that doesn't guarantee that your water is safe. Now, water contamination can't be seen, smelled, or tasted, but it's easy to find out for sure because you can easily test your tap water.
Now, the first thing you want to do is contact your water provider. They are required by law to make test results available to consumers, and the report's going to detail the water testing results of your area. And even if they come back clean, do note the testing data and the results, because if it's been more than a year or so, you might want to take a few more steps to make sure your water's still safe.
Now, next, you're going to hire an independent certified lab to test your tap periodically, and this can be done for as little as $30 and covers threats ranging from lead to pesticides to bacteria and radon. And there are also a number of DIY kits out there, but be cautious if the free kit comes with a hard-charging salesman. That's not the best way to really learn what's in your water, because the testing company has an obvious conflict of interest. They want to help you do something.
You know, and I've seen that a lot. It really bugs me that a lot of the quote-unquote free kits are basically a sales tool from companies that want to sell you water treatment equipment. So you got to make sure you're getting independent expert advice. Now, if contaminants are found, you need to treat the water, but only as necessary, and there are wide ranges of water treatment products out there, from something as simple as a filter pitcher to whole house systems that are installed at the main water valve where the water comes into the house first.
Remember, you can call us anytime, 24/7, right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, wood floors are beautiful, but they're not always the best choice in damp locations like bathrooms, laundry rooms, or even basements. We're going to have an overview of what will work coming up.
You live in a money pit.
It's been a long, hot summer, and if the sun, heat, and barbecuing has left your lawn with brown spots or weeds, we found a great solution called Sunday.
Sunday provides toxic-free lawn nutrients shipped right to your door right when you need them. They make lawn care easy and less expensive. I went to GetSunday.com, entered my address, and Sunday created a custom plan based on my soil, climate, and lawn in seconds. Sunday even provided a satellite image of my house with every lawn area mapped out.
With this heat, your lawn needs care and feeding now. Go to GetSunday.com and get started with their summer plan. Sunday products apply with a garden hose, and they'll ship you a custom box with everything you need.
Get started on a better-looking lawn at GetSunday.com. Enter promo code MONEYPIT, and you'll get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT, for $20 off the summer plan.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. You expect a lot from your home. It's not just a place to hang your hat. It's where you try your hand at gardening and new recipes, rest and recharge, work and play. And that's why at Home Advisor, they're committed to keeping your home up and running. Whether you need to repair an overworked appliance or create a backyard retreat worthy of a summer staycation, use the Home Advisor app day or night and they'll find a local pro to get the job done right. Whatever you need, they'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one?
Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor. They'll do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app to get started today. Now we've got Tom in Alaska on the line, who's dealing with a roofing problem. Tell us what's going on.
I have a rafter or a truss. In this case, they're 9 by 3.5.
Right.
Inches, 9 inches by 3.5 inches, 32 inches on center. Now, on top of that, I have 2x6 tongue and groove wood. Now, on top of that is where the insulation goes, and the insulation currently is some kind of, it's all one piece. It's 2 inches or 2.25 of a yellow foam with about 3/8 of an inch or 1/2 inch of some kind of, I don't know, it's it crinkles. It can be broken off with your fingers. And then on top of that, connected to it is what looks like roofing paper.
Right, probably tar paper. Okay,
right.
So what you're describing is a cathedral ceiling with a sandwich-type roof structure above it. So in other words, typically in a ceiling, you would have the insulation in between the rafters. Because your rafters are part of the architectural beauty of the home, the insulation is actually stacked on top of the rafters, kind of on the roof shingle side almost.
Right.
And that's not unusual in that type of home. It ends up creating a bit of a deeper fascia at the front edge because of the amount of material you have there. But it's a good, sensible way to insulate that style home. So what's your question about this? Are you having problems with it?
I would assume that that's only about R19, if that.
It can depend on what exact materials are being used. And you're right, it's probably not enough. And so your question might be, how do I make that better?
Right, and I was thinking of putting something on the inside, which I will lose the visual effect, but I thought if I put a little furring strip or something on the inside, put in a blown-in rigid foam.
Well, if you put in blown-in, that's going to totally mess up the appearance of those rafters. It's hard to do that neatly. So what you might want to think about doing is adding some rigid foam insulation inside the ceiling in between the ceiling rafters, and then some other type of wood paneling over that, so that when you look up, it appears that you're looking at the underside of the roof still. You understand what I mean?
Right.
So you can even use like a tongue and groove thin pine paneling that's like, 3/8 or 1/4 inch thick, but have that cover the insulation. And that would still give you the appearance, even though you're losing a little bit of depth, you might be able to pick up a fair amount of additional insulation. Well, Tom, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you just love the look of wood floors and want them in areas that can be prone to a lot or even a little bit of water, hardwood is probably not the best choice. We've got some better options.
That's right. Now, if solid hardwood gets wet, it can swell and buckle. And once that happens, there is no going back. There's a new waterproof flooring option on the market that can deliver the look of real hardwood without the risk of water damage. And it's called Engineered Vinyl Plank, or EVP. Now, the nice thing about EVP is that it's totally and completely waterproof. It can stay wet for an extended period of time. So wet mopping, bathroom splashes, and pet accidents will not damage that kind of floor.
And don't be confused by its name, guys. This is not your mom's vinyl. EVP combines the comfort and waterproof features of standard vinyl with the quick and easy installation of laminate. And EVP comes in lots of high-end styles that capture the authentic grain, color, and even the texture of real hardwood. They look amazingly like the hardwoods that inspire their design.
You know, it's funny. We say it's not your mom's vinyl, but in my case, it is my mom's vinyl because I put it down in her house.
You did, didn't you?
I did, and it looks good. You know, we were looking for a product that would work well in her kitchen, and I wanted to make sure it could handle, you know, chairs that are being, like, sort of, you know, scuffed in and out from under a kitchen table, and it worked great, and it's been down for months now, and I'm really, really pleased with it. And the fact that it's got truly waterproof construction means you can pretty much bring that same beauty and warmth look of hardwood to every room in your house. It's going to work in bathrooms, kitchens, it'll work in the laundry rooms, basements. It's, you know, a very rigid plank, and it kind of snaps together, so insulation is easy too. So I highly recommend it. It's very durable in terms of not being dentable, you know, if you drop stuff on it, so good for houses with kids. So look, if you're looking for a water-resistant floor, check out the EVP products. I think they've really done a great job with this.
Marlene in Minnesota is on the line. How can we help you today?
We have two aluminum-clad factory-finished garage doors, dark brown in color, or at least they were.
Okay.
And they're beginning to fade due to oxidation and sun exposure. Is there anything we can do to restore that finish?
Well, not short of painting them, because if you, when you say restore them, I mean, that would presume that there's a way to kind of bring back the luster of the original paint finish. But after years of exposure to sun, and especially those darker colors, you do get oxidation where the paint surface is broken down, and you're not going to bring that surface back. The good news is that because they're metal doors, they're fairly straightforward to paint. You want to make sure that you lightly sand the door, and then I would use a metal primer, so a good quality metal priming paint, and then whatever your top coat of paint is going to be beyond that. And if you do that right, because it's metal and it's not organic, so it's not subjected as much to expansion and contraction and certainly not moisture absorption, a good paint job on a metal door like that could easily last 10 years.
Okay, well, thank you for your help.
You're welcome, Marlene. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Home Advisor. Whether it's a minor repair or a major remodel, Home Advisor has the best local pros for every project. Download the Home Advisor app and get started today. Coming up, do you know what DIY project is fairly inexpensive and also easy to do? We're going to have the answer when the Money Pit continues.
Live in a Money Pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Money Pit is presented by Home Advisor. With Home Advisor, you can see clear upfront pricing, book, and pay for over 100 everyday projects, like unclogging a drain, replacing a window, or mowing the lawn. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started. Home Advisor, they'll do everything to fix your everything.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Call us now with your home improvement question at 1-888-666-3974 or post your question at moneypit.com.
All right, here's a post from Abby who writes, the water pressure throughout my house is intermittently high and low. Within a one-minute period, it goes from being very low to wonderful for maybe 6 to 8 seconds and then low again. It makes laundry take forever, washing dishes a pain, and showers less than enjoyable. Any advice on what that problem might be and how we can fix it?
You know, the one piece of information Abby's not given us here, Leslie, is the age of the house, because this sounds very much like maybe it's an older house and has some restriction in the pipes. You know, if it's a home that still has some amount, I mean, you could have all, but it's probably not likely at this point, but you'd have all or some steel pipes. What happens with steel pipes is they suffer from interior rusting and they sort of move inward towards a clog. I've taken steel plumbing apart and had, say, a 1-inch pipe, but the size of hole that the water was moving through was down to a quarter of an inch because the rust expands and pushes in.
Oh, I mean, it's amazing, and you can't tell.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she can tell.
Right, but you, like, if you were to look at the pipe, you have no idea how bad it is.
Right, it looks good from the outside. Yeah. So I think first thing we need to do here is we need to know what kind of plumbing you have, Abby, because that would be an issue. But if it's not the plumbing, then it's most likely some restriction in a valve that is partially closed. You have a restriction. What you're describing to us is a restricted water flow. It's very sensitive to anything else that comes on the house. So one fixture, okay. Second fixture, you got a problem. Well, you want one project you do right now that will guarantee to save you a bundle when it comes time to flick on the heat in your house? It's adding a smart thermostat. Leslie has info on how to do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word.
Yeah, you know, a smart programmable thermostat is going to ensure that you don't play with the temperature all day, and that's going to save you some money. You can keep it at a steady temperature when you're home, keep it set to about 55 degrees at night or when you're away, and then you can have the heat come up automatically about an hour before you wake up. This way you're not going to freeze after your morning shower. Plus, smart thermostats can also sense when someone is home versus when someone is not, and then automatically move that temperature to the vacation setting when no one is around. I mean, it's so convenient and it's going to save you so much money and energy. You're really going to wonder why you didn't do it sooner.
You know, we had an offer from our gas company to basically get two free smart thermostats, and they sent me two Google Nest thermostats for free. Now, I already had two, but I figured, well, I'll take the two free ones, and then I'll gift it to someone in my family, and that's exactly what we did. So we've got new free thermostats from a utility company, and I always am amazed by that, Leslie, because as a reward for getting your business, the authorities make them provide energy efficient advice. So I guess the smart thermostat was something we had coming to us, but even if you have to pay for them, I'm telling you, I've had mine for years and I absolutely love them, and they do really make a big difference in your bill. And coming up next time on the program, did you know that kitchens are one of the most popular improvements of the fall season? There's always this big rush to get kitchens done before the holidays. So we're going to give you some tips on how to plan a kitchen remodel that will look fantastic and save you plenty of money on the project on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.